All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We told you, Combine Week, specifically Combine Day, where players begin to actually work out and run today. You'll start to hear news. You'll start to hear about agents meeting with teams, free agency deals, rumors, etc. Well, we have one, and it involves, Rico, this show's quarterback.
That's my quarterback.
Jordan Schultz of the Bleacher Report believes Jared Goff is going to get a deal done, and it will be between $40 and $45 million a year. So the way Rico and I have decided to do this, that's Rico's vote. The way we've decided to do it is this. Let's pretend we're at a wedding, and they get to that part that I swear no one's ever stood up and said anything, where they go, hey, speak now or forever hold your peace. I really need to hear from the people. Not at 48, not at 50, not at 52. Between 40 and 45 a year, Jared Goff currently makes $32 million. Between 40 and 45 million a year, how could any of you knuckleheads have a problem with this? I need to hear it. Because that seems like a team friendly, also rewards the player. I'm not going to minimize $200 million over 5 years. Jared ain't going to be at the soup kitchen. It works for the team.
Mm-hmm.
He'll make essentially two thirds of what an elite Joe Burrow would make. He'll be at 40, 42, 44. I think you're seeing QB deals in the 60s soon enough.
I think this is him saying, I realize that I'm not Burrow. I'm not Mahomes. I'm not going to come in here and try to break the bank.
How about I'm happy?
Right.
How about I like it here?
How about this city backed me? This city believed in me. This city gave me an opportunity, and I didn't have to constantly look over my shoulder when I made mistakes, because you saw the confidence in Jared Goff as the years went on. Normally, if I make a mistake, I got to look at who's warming up. Nobody, Jared. It's just an interception. We all throw them. Now go back out there and throw a touchdown. It got to the point where it was almost a guarantee. Once he threw a pick, he was about to throw a touchdown. They made up for every mistake. City believed in him, and he knows. There's really nothing I can't buy with $45 million that I could buy at $50 million. Except I can keep more teammates around me, keep this thing together, and really solidify Detroit as a special place.
This is a no-brainer.
This is right. This is like, let's do this right now.
Right. If Jordan Schultz's reporting is right, and the contract, obviously, if he signed for 40, does it make a difference between 40 and 45? It does. It does. I mean, that's a David Montgomery.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're looking at contractual obligation. My point is, every bit of $45 million is still a value to me, to you, to, I think, sensible people. Now, if you're one of these people who's all horny for a mobile quarterback and you just won't rest until you have one, I can't help you. Nothing I can do for you. You're not ready to accept help.
No, but the question is, for those people out there, this is not speak now, forever hold your peace. Goff, let's just hypothetically say this report is true. You can get him at $45 million. If you don't want this deal to happen, tell us why. Give us reasons why. 248-539-9797. Speak now.
Or forever hold your peace.
Yeah.
By the way, have you ever been at a wedding where anyone's ever?
No.
Neither have I. I couldn't imagine standing up and saying something.
Like I think the most was a cough. We were talking in the crosstalk like somebody coughed, but it was just one of those. I just got a little tickle in it. Sorry about that.
Speak now or forever hold your peace.
That's when you look over at the one ex who was invited to the wedding like, you got something to say, David?
David, do you have something to say? Again, Bleacher Report, Jordan Schultz, Goff's contract will be between 40 and 45 a year. I was surprised it was that low. Pleasantly surprised if his reporting is right. I just don't see how anyone could voice dissent. I don't. He makes 32 now. The cap went up $31 million year over year. You think I'm fussing about locking my quarterback in for an $8 to $10 million raise? Absolutely not.
And I also think that number psychologically is good. He's allowed to make mistakes at $45 million. I know this is going to sound ridiculous, but at $50 million, at 5-0, to some people, that's just way too much money. $45 million, it's like, you know, gas prices. It's really something, something, 0.9999. They just don't round it up because in your mind, you're thinking you're getting it at a cheaper price. Same thing here. $50 million means you can't have a game. You throw two picks. Oh, my God, he's a $50 million quarterback. What are we doing? $45 million, you're not really going to talk about it. So
here's the range, by the way. Just for the if you're a Goff fan, this should make you feel good. If you're a anti-Goff person, I think it's going to make you uncomfortable because I think your argument, it's not holding water. Here are the quarterbacks that make between $40 and $45 million a year. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Daniel Jones, Dak Prescott, Matthew Stafford, Josh Allen, Deshaun Watson, and for right now, Pat Mahomes. I have a feeling that will change. After that, Kyler Murray makes 46. There's your separator. There are five guys in the league making 50 or more. It could be Russell Wilson for 10 more minutes, Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow. Now, deals will get done. More guys will enter that club. Burrow tops the list at 55. You're going to see quarterbacks getting deals. It's going to begin creeping to 60. Mm-hmm. If Goff makes 40 and the top guys make 60, that's a steal. If Goff makes 45 and the top guys make 60, it's still a steal.
Yep.
So if you don't like this, need reasons why. You don't just, you got to help us understand.
And if you really believe Hendon Hooker is the guy, explain why he's that guy.
But based on what?
No, Mike.
You're asking me to deal with dumb, I don't want to do that.
No, it's not dealing with dumb. It's just let's hear the people out.
Okay, but you know what they're going to reference? Tennessee highlights from a year and a half ago pre-ACL injury in an offense that has no relationship to an NFL one. And the guy has yet to take a snap in the National Football League. I cannot take that seriously.
We're asking the people to call. Speak now, forever, hold your peace.
I want to state for the record in front of the church that he asked them to call on that crap, not me.
No, because that may be one of the reasons why you want to say, you know what? No, I don't want this deal. I want to hear it. Okay. I don't have to agree with the perspective, but at least I owe you the right of hearing what you have to say.
And here's the other thing.
Now, the wedding's going to still go on. You can speak now, but we're still getting married.
So hold on. When someone, separate topic, but I am fascinated by. So if someone does speak and they say something heinous and they object to the union, the wedding does continue?
Well, it depends on what the person says.
Oh, boy.
Now, nowadays, if the person shows up and was like, well, she was with me last night. Okay. You know what? We're done.
Oh.
We're done. Right. You got receipts? We're done. Or, yeah, all of a sudden it's that person's like, yeah, I just got back one of those genealogy things and you two are cousins. Okay, we're done.
Come see that black.
So listen, unbelievable. Here's the other thing. If Jordan Schultz reporting from Bleacher Report is accurate, is it fair? Is it more fair or more unfair of me to give Goff credit for giving this team a little bit of a discount? I feel like if this number's 40, 42, 43, 45, if it's in that range, don't you feel like he gave them a little hometown discount? He didn't string them up for 50.
I feel like it's a good faith. You stuck with me.
I'll stick with you.
When you didn't have to, guess what?
And you can keep more players around.
I'm not going to change. You believed in me,
but if you
I believe
change,
in you.
And I can change.
We all can change.
That's right. 248-539-9797. David, what's your take on this?
Play that drop again.
This?
Oh!
Or this?
Come see that black...
Either way is my reaction to this news. If this is true and this is what he'll sign for or is willing to sign for, then yes, because this allows all those Lions fans that are afraid, well, we have to pay our quarterback, we can't do this. No, you will be able to do this. So you should enjoy and you should be loving it. I don't want to hear about Hendon Hooker. I'm not like Rico. I don't want to hear from you. I don't. Okay?
We can't ask them to speak now and then say, I don't want to hear from you. I am saying let's be open. Let's be objective. Let's have a judgment-free.
But if they're going to stand up and speak and they have constructive criticism to the union, that's one thing. If they're just going to stand up and call the dude a crackhead or accuse the woman of being a hooker, like, I'm sorry, we don't need that type of speech.
No, but
that's Hendon Hooker's like calling the bride a hooker. It's inappropriate.
It's not. He's your backup QB. Now, if you were saying they need to go out and trade and bring in Russell Wilson, you're a crackhead. Get out.
Got it.
But Hendon Hooker's on this roster. The Lions took Hendon Hooker for a reason. So I can't be angry when some fans are buying in their stock really low on Hendon Hooker.
Okay. We've established it. Jordan Schultz, Bleacher Report, he's claiming Goff's deal will be between 40 and 45 mil, which means there's going to be a deal. And if it is at that number, I've given you the context within the league. We've given you the level of discount that seems to be going on here. And I really don't see how we all just in a harmonious manner don't walk down the aisle together. But if you got a problem with this, speak now or forever hold your peace.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Speak now or forever hold your peace on it. I think it'd be a home run. And I think he would, by the second year of this deal, it would go from being a fair, really a discounted deal by a few million bucks, to being one of the best value contracts in the league. Once these salaries begin hitting 60 and you're at 40 or 42, it's a home run. Like, I wouldn't blink if they paid him 50 a year. So for me, it's never been a question. If you have a franchise quarterback, pay him, because you don't want to join the list of teams like mine that doesn't have one. David Ticketex, and we'll get to the callers.
You know what? The funny thing, though, real quick, and you probably know this, but I was just looking. You guys kind of got a little bit of an out with Daniel Jones.
Yes. It's
like, you only have to pay him one more year, so you could bite the bullet and just say, screw it. You're going to be a high-pay backup. So,
well, that's what I'd like to do. But, let's not go there.
Go ahead, Dave.
Told you Goff wasn't looking to break the bank. We are so lucky to have Goff. He's going to take less. I love this. People are not happy with this.
Who did he tell? I don't know who the F you are. You think typing into your phone and sending 5,000 texts that I don't read, like we were keenly aware of Pete and Wixom? Yeah, holy I told you. Who are you?
People are.
I told you.
People not happy with this are crazy. This was a great price to bring back a veteran quarterback. Scott in Carlton says that's a Tom Brady-esque hometown discount. Sign it, get it done. But what about Hooker? LOL, he says. As Teddy KGB once said, pay that man his money. now for that price, that John and Lake Orion.
That price just seems so fair, like so good for the team. It openly will allow you to keep other players. So, yeah, I want to hear from the people. Let's see where they're at with it. Let's go to Houston 97.1. Hello, Houston.
Howdy ho, neighbor. Thanks for taking my call. First up, I want to humbly apologize. You were calling for a dissenting view. I'm going to hit it and quit it like I always do. First up, one of you guys' favorite, one of your peers on here who I love is Patrick Caputo. And I didn't do what you guys did to have a radio show and have this form, but I agreed with his point 100%. Dude, we ain't got to pay this dude a dime. We can wait this year. We don't have to do it. He's under contract. But what I do, as any rational person does, I look at the information that I have at that intersection of time, and then I make a decision. If this dude want to come down for $43, $44 million, you sign him yesterday. That is a big deal. That is that fix everything. We can have him, and then Hooker can be our Jordan Love. He sits up there. He holds his clipboard. If golf doggone tweaks an ankle, he goes in for a game. We'll see what he got, and that's it. So I'm with this 100%. I'm sorry you asked for the
No, you're fine. No, you're fine. Houston.
And here's the other thing. Pat's not wrong. Understand this. It's not right and wrong. It's a different approach. Pat is not wrong. I'll say that for the people in the back. I worry about things that I can't prove, which is I think if you alienate your quarterback, if you look at it like this, outside looking in, wait a minute, from an NFLPA perspective, Jared Goff led them to a division title, two playoff wins. He's played Pro Bowl football for multiple years for them, and they're stringing him out. That can hurt your reputation around the league. Mm-hmm. Now,
you don't get all those A's that the NFLPA gave you yesterday.
And you may not care, and that's okay. That is a different way of doing it. And look, Pat's had some very interesting conversations about it. I have a different viewpoint on it where if I identify a guy who I think is my franchise quarterback, I'm not letting him into the last year of the deal because here's why. Then you're staring at the franchise tag and you're staring at delivering these bombshells of fully guaranteed money. Mm-hmm. And I worry that if we wait a year, the cost only goes up. Now, you could make the case, well, play him this year, franchise him the year after, then throw him into the ocean. Well, I don't share that perspective. I think he's young enough where I can make a 4-year commitment and feel pretty good about it. So there's different ways to do it. I just generally don't think playing a game of chicken with your quarterback's a good idea.
You play a game of chicken with your quarterback when you really don't think that it's going to last. You thinking that you caught him at the tail end of their career, and when the wheels fall off, hopefully you've saved yourself a lot of money. There's no vote of confidence in playing chicken with a QB. You're hoping for them to fail. Let's just call it what it is.
Yes. Let's go to Dannon, 97.1. What's up, Dannon?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. And I'm sorry, I'm going to have to concur with the last caller. I mean, this is a no-brainer, being able to sign this guy between $40 and $45 million. I really expect with Jared Goff to win a Super Bowl. We have, Hooker, you keep him, as a backup quarterback. But what he was able to do, just have an opportunity to get some more pieces around him and to build off what you did last year, it's a no-brainer. We need to, like the previous caller stated, we need to make this deal yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, Dan, that's what it feels like. It's really hard. And look, you've got to separate worlds. Like, this isn't a debate of whether you think quarterbacks make too much money. That's a different conversation. Within the framework of the accepted amount that quarterbacks are paid, he still will be nowhere close to the highest paid guy in football. He won't be in the top 5. He won't be in the top 6. He won't be in the top 7 year one of the deal. If he's only making $40 million, he will reside outside of the top 12.
Right. But you know what the funny thing is? When you came across that list of all the different quarterbacks, Mike, pretty much all of them except for Kyler Murray, they're playoff quarterbacks, which means you're on a good team, and you realize you're on a good team. Now, Kyler, I can't explain that. They jumped the gun on that contract. But everybody else, of all the quarterbacks that you named, he's in that range of playoff QBs. And look at what he did. He's a playoff QB.
Go to Dennis, 97.1. Hi, Dennis. Dennis?
How are you?
Good. Hey.
I don't think Goff's worth more than 40 because you still, for him to play well, he needs an offensive line. You got Taylor Deck coming up on a contract. You got Penny Sewell. Then you got St. Brown coming up. You got to spread the money around. You're talking about giving him half of the salary increase. Oh, he's making like 27 this year with another. He's credited with $5 million on his bonus for his salary cap. So you're talking about putting about half that money right on him.
Yes. So, all right, let's say his reps come to.
That's a good idea because it takes too much money away from the multitude of players you have to re-sign.
Okay, so who am I worried about?
You're listening to
Will you just shut up for a second? Shut up. I gave you your time. Now I'm going to try to ask you a question, or you can hang up like a bitch. Your call. Not doing it with you people today. It's very simple. I wanted to ask you a question, but your mumbling ass could not fathom that. Your quarterback comes back and says, I want 42.5, and Einstein over there is going to lose him for 2.5 mil. Second of all, Frank Ragnow is probably not going to be here in a year. You're going to save money there. Here's another fun fact. There's absolutely no guarantee Taylor Decker signs another deal here because you're sitting on the best tackle in football on the right side. Penei Sewell probably takes that spot, and you start over at right tackle. But see, you're not around for that part of the conversation.
I was lost that he said he was going to get half the money. Like, that's not.
He's making things up, Rico. That's the whole point. Go look at what the AAV represents in a $251 million salary cap. Half the money. What, half of the increase? Where else would you put the money? You're telling me you'd rather put the money in what? Something that's not your quarterback?
I mean, right.
You want to lose your quarterback over some hard line demand of $40 million? I was only going to ask the man, what if he comes back at 42.5? But he wouldn't shut up. Then he hangs up like a little child. Get lost. Never call again. Next. Yes, Rico. No, it's just so GD annoying. You just want to talk sports, and this guy thinks we're talking Putin.
See, that's where you get the.
How can you be that hard up to not pay your quarterback that you'd lose him over $2 million?
And I wanted to hear that answer because
it's not my fault he's not here.
No, he had a hard line in the sand. This is it. Okay, so if he came in and said $42 million, you can walk, you can leave. Really, you're gonna start all over. I don't think you want to see that here in Detroit. You've now tasted. You sat at the big boy table. You're not trying to go back to poverty. And that would be going back to poverty.
You imagine drawing a hard line? Well, 40 and not a penny more. 41. No.
Get out. Dad, okay, we got the ushers. We got, what was his name? Larry, he's gone. Ushers came and escorted him out.
Escort that man out.
Wedding continues.
I mean.
Speak now or forever hold your peace. Just makes sense. All I ask.
The NFL gave you a gift. With the $31 million increase in the salary cap. And you're worried about taking half of that gift and securing your quarterback at not a new rate that is exponentially higher or not commensurate with his level of play. Now, what Goff's representatives, if I were representing Goff, what I would have done? Wow, look at that new salary cap. The offer starts with a 5. Mm-hmm. But that, according to Jordan Schultz, that's not what they're doing. Kendall, I told you. I told you when you said you wanted to do this topic. I said, I'm not going to do silly season.
It's not silly season. No. All I ask.
I don't have any more patience left.
Makes sense. That's all. Come with a strong argument. That's all I'm asking. But that one, I can't help.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Look, it's below market value, because if you don't have a quarterback, you'll do anything in your power to get one. It's 4 years, not six or seven. It's 45, not 50 or 52. Cap went way up. You have no commitments. And I'm sure that brain surgeon who called in a few minutes ago, I'm sure he's looked at the cap table for 2025, 26, and 27, including years where you have literally $18 on the books. Yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and pay my quarterback, because by 2026 and 27, quarterbacks will be making $70 million a year, and the salary cap will be approaching $300 million. And you'll be paying yours $45. But I'm sure he had it all figured out. As I get older, my tolerance for dumb people is very low.
It's no, I understand. It comes with the territory. It comes with the territory. That's why I said make a real tangible argument on why. Because there may be people out there, but just make it make sense.
I'd rather you call up and just tell me, listen, I don't believe you can win a Super Bowl with Jared Goff at any price.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be upset. I'll disagree with it. But at least your take is rooted in, I think he's good. Right, I don't think he'll ever be able to go head up against a Burrow or against a Mahomes.
Right there.
And I don't think he can get that done. We can have that conversation.
Or even, I will even take the fact of, hey, he may be a quarterback that's a dinosaur in the league. You need to upgrade and get a new age quarterback. And yes, that mobile type quarterback. And I think that's where the future should be invested. I can live with that. But the hard line, yeah. Well, yeah. Not one penny over $40 million. That's it.
That's yours. The blood's on your hands with that one.
Oh, that's one?
That's one. Let's go to Glenn, 97.1. Glenn, how you doing today? Sorry about that.
Hey, guys. Good. That last call was pretty entertaining. But, anyways, yeah, I think if you signed him anywhere from 40 to 45 million, that would be an absolute steal. I mean, your Giants are paying Daniel Jones that type of money, so I would love it. Yeah, sorry, man. I mean, if you look at it, it's like what would you rather have, Joe Burrow or Jared Goff with a top five O-line? Because at that price point, that's pretty much what you're saying. And Jared Goff is shown with a top five O-line. He's arguably a top three quarterback in the league. So I absolutely love it. The one thing this makes me think, though, and to preface this, I thought they should have signed him to an extension last year. And then when they picked Hooker, I was like, okay, maybe they're trying to develop him for the future. But with his age and his contract, now that pick really makes zero sense to me. Because I'm like, now I'm looking at it like you actually spent a third-round pick on a backup quarterback when we could have picked a guard or another D tackle at the end. So now it really makes me hate that pick, especially with last year, how close we were. If he ends up developing into a franchise quarterback, great, but it's going to be 30 years old before that happens.
There it is.
Goff contract.
And you know what? A lot of people got upset, Glenn, when we busted chops about the kid's age. But it's a real thing when you start doing what you did, which is the smart thing.
I didn't mind the Hendon Hooker pick. I'm like, okay, fine, let's see how it goes. But if you're signing Goff to this extension, that really just – now it doesn't really make sense, because someone mentioned, oh, we can do the Jordan Love thing with him. Well, Jordan Love is 23 or 24. He's 2 years younger than Hooker is, and Hooker just finished his rookie season. So that argument kind of falls on its head. But, I mean, yeah, I love the pick. I love the contract. It just makes me really, really not like the Hendon Hooker pick now. Yeah. But we'll see what happens. I think it's great. I love Jared Goff. I think he's going to be a great quarterback with this type of O-line. And lastly, you can push that money this year that Goff is owed into later years, even freeing up even more cap space. So now you can really sign someone in free agency. If Chris Jones or anyone of that caliber hits free agency, you're going to have a ton of money to pay for it now. This is great.
I'm so glad. Glad Glenn said this.
I'm excited.
Oh, God, you're an angel, Glenn. You're a beautiful man.
So excited.
Thank you for saying
that.
Yeah,
that last guy, he didn't know what he was talking about, because what he was saying did not make sense. You can now push somebody down the line, and you owe virtually Goff nothing this year, relatively speaking. So now the cap space is even more. So
that's been my point. I love Glenn. Glenn's welcome anytime. I'm more of Glenn.
Glenn could call back.
Glenn, have 13 kids. Have them all call the show. The point is,
Glenn got invited to the cookout, Dave.
But it's why I have no respect for the people who do this whole, you know, concern trolling and fear mongering of, oh, we don't have the money.
Yeah, what bothers me is, we're going to have to pay all of these people 3-4 years from now. I don't care. Cap will be different. It'll probably be an extra $50 million added to the cap, and you can find a way. Hey, guys, The New Orleans Saints did not go out of business.
I've heard that.
They were $75 million over the cap.
Well, here's the other thing. Like, if you want to play this game and play it out, you do realize by the time you get to the negotiating table with Taylor Decker, he's 31 years old, right? How do you know you're giving him a five-year deal to make him one of the highest paid left tackles in football?
You may not want him.
Because you know what you have? Arguably the best tackle in football.
Yeah. Yeah. And here's the thing. Here's what also happens. Brad Holmes, great at drafting. Maybe he picked up another tackle in the third round, and you now have your...
So my point is, I'm not worrying about it.
Exactly. That's the one argument I got. Well, we got to pay Aiden, and we got to pay LaPorta, and we got to pay all these people. Worry about that.
How do you know Sam LaPorta will be able to play football in 4 years? How do you know? Like, how do you even know what happens next? You don't. You can plan for it. You can say these are my cornerstone guys, but the reality is what Rico just said. By the time you go to pay a Sam LaPorta, the salary cap's north of $300 million. The hell are we even talking about? I mean, it's just you're creating roadblocks for yourself that don't even exist. Go to Doug, 97.1. Douglas, how are you?
Hey, how's it going, boys?
Good, Doug. What's on your mind, buddy?
So when you guys talked about that, I immediately was like, all right, I never call, but I'm going to call. I was juiced. If he wants 45 and under, you send that contract today. If he wants 40, you leave the combine and you say, hey, Dan, take a look, watch these 10 guys, and you go to, you fly to wherever he's at and you sign him right now. Because what he is saying is, I'm happy here. And think of the example that he's setting for the rest of the team. Maybe these guys, maybe Amon-Ra won't want top dollar. Maybe he'll want top five, top three. That'll save a little bit of money. Maybe Hutch will want top five. Maybe he won't want to break the bank and he'll want top three, top five. You know, like the example that he's setting is leading your team to winning. And not only that, the salary cap is not concrete. You literally spread out a guy's contract and bonuses and hit against the cap to where it actually fluctuates with your other big cap hits. I don't understand what these people are even talking about. If he wants $40 million, you go sign him today.
That's it. Doug, I'm with you. And again, I am not for a second telling you, oh, I know everything about the cap. No. I'm not a lawyer and a capologist, but I have a good working understanding of how it works, the tricks you can use, and how we've come to an understanding in this league. The cap is just not real. Mm-hmm. It's not. Now, you can put yourself in cap hell. It's like ice cream. You have a little bit, you're okay. You eat it every night for 10 years, you're on my 600-pound life. You can't restructure everyone all the time and kick money down the road all the time because eventually tomorrow becomes today and you're bleep up. Like, that's not what any of us are telling them to do. You've got people, when you have the eighth amount of cap space, paralyzed with fear of signing one legitimate free agent or paying their quarterback non-top 10 money. It's just a complete lack of understanding because they've never been here before.
New money. That's how I like to equate. God, new money. Man, don't understand. We're going to go broke and then we're going to lose everybody. No, you never go broke. Have you ever wondered why all the top teams stay the top teams and how they manage to make everybody happy? Occasionally you'll get the one player that has to leave to go somewhere else. But it was like Chris Jones. The Chiefs, he had to play a little game of chicken. He missed a game. They lose the game. And all of a sudden, miraculously, they found a way to bring him back on the team. They're going to find a way to bring him back because the Chiefs know we'll make this work.
Right. And again, they're in the midst of a five-year historical run. It's a dynasty. Okay, are they probably going to lose L'Jarius Sneed? If he finds a contract that pays him $20 million a year.
You'll lose one or two
you might.
People. But the majority of the people, man, they know a good thing and say, you know what? I could break the bank and go play for, you know, Tampa, or I could go play for, you know, whoever, the Steelers, or I could stay here and keep winning rings. I think I like rings. I'm going to stay here.
Seems very logical.
Unless you go over $40 million.
That's going to stick with me all day.
I know.
So the NFL Combine on-field workouts begin today. The defensive linemen and the linebackers will run and do drills later today. So we're going to get into some intriguing prospects going into the combine for the draft. But before we do that, something news that came across that I'm kind of, I don't understand this at all. Before we get to this, the Pac-12 network will continue to operate in 2024-25.
How?
Why?
The bigger question is why.
Okay, both how and why.
Who's your audience?
Who are your teams?
Who are those great games that you show nonstop?
Like what? There's only so many Oregon State moments you can show.
Right.
Here, what am I missing?
Here's Ryan Leaf.
It doesn't make sense because if I'm a Mountain West team who they'll be playing, then give me some of that money because you just showed me for the whole year.
You know what? This is my go-to. Blame him. You did this.
I did not do this. I didn't do this. Is dumb. This is seriously getting an oil change on a rental car. There's no point to this. Just shut it down. There's nobody out there. Just admit defeat. It's almost like they want to say, no, we still have two teams. No, you don't. No one cares. These two teams were so bad that no one wanted them. They were the last picks, and people just said, screw it, we're done. We're just going to leave them to the side. The Big 12 didn't want you. Big 10 didn't want you. Nobody wanted you.
Please tell me it gets better from here.
Oh, we'll just start talking about some prospects here leading into the draft. So let's start with Tavondre Sweat. He weighed in today at 362 pounds, and some people were maybe believing he could be a Jordan Davis type. Is he an intriguing prospect for this draft?
I don't think that that's necessarily fair. Sweat has more disruption ability than Jordan Davis. I'm never going to label him a pass rusher, but he's better with his hands. He's got better quicks. I think he's a little bit more than just a dominant run stuffer, and here's the downside. He's nowhere near as good against the run as Jordan. Jordan Davis was all-time good.
Yeah,
I think Sweat's a more balanced player. But the weight will always concern you. You're drafting a guy who's the better part of 400 pounds. Like that's a bit of a concern.
But see, I'm never concerned about that because once you finally get to a team, you're going to have a nutritionist. You're going to have people around you. You can get it built into your contract so that
Zion.
Yeah, so that if it does become a problem, okay, we have an out. So, son, you can't eat your way out the league. But this is one where maybe structure helps you out, and when you're in competition with other top players, you want to do better. You want to eat better. You want to take better care of yourself. I've never been worried about that, David, because people are like, oh, well, you know, look at the tape.
By the way,
I don't care how big he is, he disrupts. And if you could put him, he may never be a superstar. Hold on. He may never be a superstar, but if you put him next to somebody else, that's one of those lines where you're like, man, nobody's getting through there.
How does a guy 366 pounds have a 26-inch vertical jump?
Once again, that's what I'm saying. I'm not worried about the weight because he's athletic. He's a freak of nature.
That's crazy. Okay?
He just rewards himself with a couple extra oatmeal cream pies.
Let's get over here to talk about Chop Robinson. Many people believe that he is...
That's Mr. Pork Chop Robinson.
Really good defensive end, but he never quite amounted to what was expected to be a premier pass rusher in college. Thoughts on him as a very intriguing prospect for the
draft. Likes him better than I do. I'm not really impressed with him. So for me, I'll stay out of this.
Not to be married to a particular person, but like if he's there at 29 and if Lions have that pick, I would not be angry. I don't think that Penn State utilized him the way that he is, and I do think that he can be an edge rusher. He's a guy that you put opposite of Aiden. It's the guy that we said, get Aiden a playmate. That's a playmate. He can be explosive. And kind of like Aiden, he may never be the alpha, but those two together could be dangerous. He's never going to be a Bosa type where you can't just stop him.
If I'm reading
this, he's not Miles Garrett.
If I'm reading this right, measured just a smidge over 6 feet tall, 254. That doesn't do it for me.
That's the thing, because he was listed at 6'3".
Yeah, that don't do it. Yeah, and Antoine Randle was listed at 5'10". He was 4 feet tall.
Don't forget, Peppers was 6'2".
I know. Hey, look, man. I'm just saying, 6 feet, 254.
Once again.
A little dicey.
I look at the tape. He was able to get to the quarterback. He was able to do a lot of things. And he did it under false pretenses. He was still the same size at Penn State, able to get to the QB.
Well, then let's talk about the next guy here, and that is Jarrett Verse. Can he match up what he does at the combine to his tape and be the best edge rusher in the draft?
Yes.
That's it. Now, that's Mike's guy. I'll leave it to the senator from Troy New York.
It's some bias. I just think physically insane profile. He was one of those hyper-productive D1AA players at UAlbany, and then he went to Florida State, and he just kept on doing it. Like, he's got the requisite physical. I would worry about a 6 foot, 254-pound guy. I don't worry about Jared Verse. I have a hard time believing he'll get past 15. And if Brad Holmes were going to do the whole move-up thing, that's Verse would be one of those dudes I would do it for, because I think he's a bit of a freakazoid.
Okay, all right. Well, let's get to a couple defensive backs here. One is Cooper DeJean, who is coming off an injury.
Broken leg, to be specific.
And then someone who was considered the top corner going into the season for the draft, which is Kool-Aid McKinstry. Let's talk about both of those guys and if there's anything they can do to elevate themselves.
Well, I think it's both guys have value because they help you on special teams, too.
I was about to say that.
But DeJean's got to show you. He's back from a broken leg. Measurables. How fast does he run? Kool-Aid is a puzzle. Has all the measurables, has all the athleticism, and went to Alabama. Yet, never really jumps out at you when you watch Alabama.
The funny thing is, I think Cooper DeJean is the safer of the two picks. He broke his leg. Rehab it. You can get him back up there. Maybe he's a fraction of a second slower. You never know. But the fact that you could put him in the defensive backfield and you could also have him returning kickoffs and punts, it helps a lot. He's elusive. He has that joystick factor, especially if they change the kickoff rules in the NFL where you can now return them again. For Kool-Aid, yeah, it's one of those, you had so much hype, and maybe it's our fault because we hyped him up and he just could never live up to it. And now we're disappointed because he's not as good as we all thought he was going to be.
So let's touch on this guy here, considered a man amongst boys for many of his college years. I believe he's a top five talent in the draft. May not go on the top five, but let's tight end from Georgia, Brock Bowers.
What is there to say? I don't know what to tell you. I don't know why I look at mock drafts now and he's not in the top six. He's not a tight end. He's like Kyle Pitts with polish. And he's a vertical threat. It's the downfield stuff. It's the route running. I mean, Georgia in many instances, and Kenny would confirm this, Rico will confirm it, they're splitting Bowers out wide and running wide receiver routes with him where he's running, you know, like a deep post corner and putting double moves on guys. He's unbelievable.
He is, but you know what he is? He's a luxury pick. If you're drafting that high, man, you need an offensive lineman or you need a quarterback or you need something. You don't have the, like, oh, we could just take this guy. It's not like all
so
of a
let
sudden,
me ask this.
Like the Chiefs.
Let me ask you a question. Bears take Caleb Williams number one and they're coming back at 9. What better way to help your new franchise quarterback than to put Brock Bowers on the same field with DJ Moore?
Yes.
Yeah, you would do that?
No. But see, the thing is, Bears need offensive linemen. Got to protect that quarterback. That's what I'm saying.
I had to ask.
No.
I had to ask.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's a luxury pick. Now, if the Bears already had an established line, are you crazy? Yes. Like, to me, I don't see how he gets past Harbaugh and the Chargers. That seems perfect. You give Herbert this toy and say, here you go, son. Let's go win. But that's why I think he's sliding, because then you get to, after the 10th pick, those teams will take the best available. And that's where he could go. Like, if it was one of those years where one of the playoff teams happened to own a pick, he would be gone.
Here's what he needs. All right, A, there's no declaration yet of whether he's going to run the 40 now or pro day. He needs to run a wicked 40, and I need to see if he measures out north of 6'4". Because, again, Rob Gronkowski was a freakazoid because he was 6'6", 6'7", right? If Bowers measures shorter than the listed 6'4", that's a problem. Because then I'm with Rico. Then you're just a big wide receiver. You're not a unicorn. The unicorn is Bowers comes in and measures 6'4.5" with the speed. The tape matches up.
I've never understood. Why do colleges, why not just put the real height?
Why lie?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's not like,
I don't know.
You're going to get exposed. It's like, who does this? It's like when they're pro day, I always subtract. Oh, he ran a 3.9. Really? Because he just ran a 5.2.
That is in football today.
Bell.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.